بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Talking about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be talking, of course, about one of the greatest incidents that took place in the history of the world. It was one of the most important event in the history of not only of this ummah, of the world from the beginning of it and till the end of it. There cannot be any person that is more important than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ever came or would ever come till the day of judgment. And therefore, of course, we will be talking and we are going to be talking about a very important event of the history. An event that really changed the history of the world and brought those who were gone away from the right track, those who had forgotten the purposes of their lives, those who used to bow down before idols and stones and woods, those who would bow down before stars and fires, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show them that they are greater than all of these objects. These objects are created to serve them. They are not created to serve these objects. The one who really gave the human beings the importance they deserve and connected human beings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their creator, which could be the greatest thing any person can achieve in this life. Before talking about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I just like to remind, again and again we will be mentioning his blessed name, so let's have a habit of saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we hear his name. It's something that we are asked to do, and even if we were not asked to do, we should do it, because he has so many rights on us that we can never fulfill them. The least we can do is at least send blessings on him when we hear his name. The reason I mentioned how important this event was, so that we can understand that little bit that we know from the history about this event, it's only to give us an idea of certain things that took place at that time. Otherwise, you could imagine anything can happen and might have happened. And whatever happened and whatever we know about happening at that time really is nothing comparing to what must happen for this special event. From before birth, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the preparations for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we talked about it in our previous session. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not in this world yet, his mother says, Amina, that I always heard about pregnancies and I had seen women around me. But she said this was totally different. I never felt that I was pregnant. It was so light on me and no pains at all. I carried him without any burden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make him a burden even on his mother. And And she says, during the pregnancy, I saw a dream that there is light coming off my body, through which I can see far distances and I can see the different countries of the world in the light that is coming off my body. So I was surprised, what is it that I'm seeing? And she saw a lot of these type of things that occurred during the pregnancy. And subhanAllah, it has to be with all of these preparations, of course, and whatever she would see at that time, it's understandable, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her to be the mother of a greatest person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever created. The greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creatures. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really blessed that mother and accepted her for this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on 9th or 10th or 11th or 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. No one knows the exact date. There are differences of opinions about it. And of course, even these different dates that we have from 9 to 12 are calculations that later on historians did to find out the date of his birth. Yes, they knew it was Monday, and we know it from the hadith that it was Monday. And Monday in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, about 55 days after the incident of the elephant that Quran talks about in Surah Al-Fil. And accordingly, people, historians, try to calculate the exact date of birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many of them hold the opinion of 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And then they differ, as I said, about the rest of the dates also. Amazingly, when you look at the books and the proofs provided in the books about the date of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth, you would find that 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal might be one of the weakest opinion out of these. But it became so famous that now normally even books sometime would just mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. But amazingly, that is the date and the day that he passed away. 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, we know for sure, is the day of his death. But we are not certain if that was the day of his birth. As I said, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, a lot of things happened at that time. There are many weak narrations that talk about a lot of things, different things happening. As I mentioned, whatever you see and whatever we can hear from these narrations will be nothing comparing to what really must have happened. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith, that when we sit together and we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels surround us and then sit one eye on top of another till they get to the heaven. This is how many angels come to our gatherings. Imagine how many angels must be there to witness the birth of this greatest prophet of Allah. And then he's not coming only as Sayyidul Khalq, Sayyidul Nas, the leader of all the mankind. He's coming as Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for everything in the world, for the whole universe. So you can imagine, if trees are celebrating and if there is nur at everything in the world, if each and every leaf on a tree and the flower and everything has its nur on it on that day, it's all imaginable, understandable, that everything must be celebrating that day. It was a very important time, a very important event, and a very, very important day. When we have children, we know how happy we get. So of course, this is not a normal child, that no one knows the future of the child, and wallahu alam what type of child he will be in future. This is the leader of all creatures and all the mankinds, the leader of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, also on the Day of Judgment. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So of course, as I said, you can imagine anything and you can see more than this must have happened. But now, we need to remember this point also, that as far as what are we supposed to do on that day, there is nothing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked us to do, or we find Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in did as a special celebration or ibadah on that day. Therefore, we are not to celebrate it. Because for us, deen is what we got from there. And no one loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of human beings more than Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. And if there was anything that would show that extra love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through celebrating his birthday, they would have done it. And them not doing it tells us clearly is not something that we should be doing. And especially Islam keeps everything very clean and pure. She did not connect us to anything through the birth or the death of any person. None of these things in our deen are connected to human beings. Everything just came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just you find other religions, when they celebrate any special occasion, their celebrations are according to the birth or the death of a person, or their celebrations might be according to someone getting a special position.